This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To move on to the Muqaddimah for Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah in this beautiful book, Al-Wa'ib al-Sayyib, which could be translated as A Shower of Good Utterances, or what is translated in English in one of the books, translations called The Invocations of God. He does as the ulama have always do, rahimahumullah ta'ala, and this is from their husn al-adab, from their good manners, and from their allegiance to the deen and their allegiance to teaching the people and the people themselves. Where he says, after A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-mas'ul, المرجو الإجابة أيتولاكم في الدنيا والآخرة. He says, Allah is the one that is asked, the one that is hoped for, his answer, that he will precede you or follow you or take care of your affairs in the dunya and in the akhirah, in this life and the next life. وَأَن يُسْبِغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. And to shower upon you or to cover you with his blessings, the apparent and that which is hidden. وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ مِمَّنْ إِذَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شَكَرٌ. These three things. So he goes on to make the dua, and he says that he's asking Allah, and he's saying in a different way, Wallahu al-Mas'ul. He doesn't say As'alullah. He says Allahu al-Mas'ul. Allah is the one that is asked, which is implying that I am asking him now, being that I am going to make dua for you. But he says for three things. He says, an yusbigha alaykum ni'mahu zahira wa batina, and to shower upon you or to put upon you the blessings that are hidden and apparent. But then he says, وَأَن يَجْعَلَكُم مِّمَّنْ إِذَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شَكَرَ. And yet make you from those that if Allah was to bless him, he is thankful. He thanks him. وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرَ. And then if he or she was tested, that they are patient. وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرَ. And if they were to perform a sin, then they would seek forgiveness. فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الثَّلَاثَ إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورَ الثَّلَاثَ عُنْوَانَ سَعَادَةِ الْعَبْدِ. So really, these three things are the affairs of the happiness of the servant. وَعَلَامَةُ فَلَاحِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْأُخْرَى. And the sign of his happiness or his success in this life and in the next life, the afterlife. وَلَا يَنْفَكُ عَبْدٌ عَنْهَا أَبَدًا. And the servant does not separate from them at any type or any shape, form, or fashion. فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ دَائِمًا يَتَقَلَّبَ بَيْنَ هَذِهِ الْأَطْبَاقَ الثَّلَاثَةَ. For really, the servant of Allah flips between these three or goes between these three situations. And this is important here. To explain this, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala is giving you the introduction and showing that, look, all of us are human and that we're going to fall into these situations, and it's between these three. If Allah blesses you with something, you're thankful. And if you were to be tested, you're patient. And if you were to perform a sin, then you would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just stop and think about each one of these. إِذَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شَكَرْ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those that you have gifted your blessings upon. Particularly, he's talking about those that are following the deen of Islam, that are following the religion, that are doing their best to follow the kitab and the sunnah, the book and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even generically, more generally than that, is when Allah gives you something, are you thankful? There will be moments where you will not be thankful. There will be moments where you are forgetful. And that's why he says, إِذَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شَكَرَ. And also to remember that all of what is good that has been given to you, it has been given to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately, which reminds you of your purpose of life, which is to show gratitude to him. On top of this, you may be tested. Those tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to condition you. Those tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on purpose and is for an ultimate reason. And that test is there to make you a better person. But depending on your outlook, firstly, depending on your aqidah, your belief, that is the anchor that is going to keep you strong to make you of those that are as-sabirin, those that are patient. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to congratulate those that are patient. When he mentions the trials and tribulations that one may face, as he even says here, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. That we will test you with some portion of, or some account of, or a shade of fear and hunger. ونقسم الأموال والثمرات and deficiency and money and loss of lives. وبشر الصابرين and congratulations to the patient ones. Now the patient doesn't mean you may not have feelings, but the patient means that you withhold it away or you withhold it from that which is not beneficial for you in this life, which shows displeasure. Within this process of being patient, you may not be at times, you may fall short, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if or when he was to perform a sin, istaghfar, they seek forgiveness from Allah. Verily, these are the three situations that the servant, you and me, will fall into, and it's important for us to recognize what our response is, and inshallah, the rest of this book is going to be that which is a form of remembrance of making you of those that perform all three of these, inshallah ta'ala, being the result of them, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.